Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Have I got any gardeners in here at all? Let me see. Any gardeners? Any farmers? Am I telling the truth in here? That you can have some of the prettiest stuff, and it's green, and you didn't pick it, and you're looking forward to it, and you come back, and there's a big old brown spot on it, and there's a worm in there, or there's something that's bit through the branch and chewed up the leaves, and this is a curse. And this can consume your harvest. Let me go through this again. How do we understand spiritual sowing and reaping? Very easy. Compare it to natural sowing and reaping. That's what the Lord taught us to do. That's what the Spirit of God through Paul taught us to do. Have you read these passages in the Scripture? They're numerous places. Simple. And you, if you got good seed and you planted it in good ground, you're off to a good start. But are you there? You're not there. You got to make it through the growing season, don't you? And we're not talking about just a day or two. We're talking about weeks. We're talking about months. Depending on what it is, some things like trees, you're talking about years. And you got to have the right conditions. You can pretty much count on the sun shining. The rain is a big, big factor. And you got to have protection. Now, how about going to Haggai, the first chapter? Talking about how to harvest. We don't want to just plant a bunch of seed and never hear from it again. Not everybody's excited about these truths. Brother Keith, I was just happier when I believed it was all up to God. Are you sure? You'd rather be ignorant and not reap? Or find out what's been going on, huh? And get it fixed and start reaping like you never have before. Anybody interested in this? Now, besides me, I don't pastor a goof-off church. We are a sowing bunch. Come on. People that don't go here know we are. We are a giving, sowing bunch. But our reaping has got to come up with our sowing. And it's my job to preach and teach about it so that faith comes. So that our faith to reap comes up another level. Because it is essential and integral to the plan of God. In order to do everything He's called you to do individually and us to do as a church and a ministry, we've got to reap. Yes. We better believe in 30, 60, 100 fold, because it's going to take it. Yes. And the Lord, He's not keeping it from us. He's not holding it back from us. But He's not going to change His cycles that He's put into the earth, because we wouldn't listen and do it His way. Even if you go for decades, He's not going to go, you know, they're just not getting it. I'm going to have to change this thing up. They just are not doing what I told them to do. I'm going to have to completely change the rules and make it work some way that'll work for them. Not going to happen. I said, not going to happen. That would just mean that we missed out. But no, we don't have to. We don't have to. His Word is a light to our path. The entrance of His Word gives us light. Thank you, Lord. In Haggai, the first chapter and the first verse. Haggai 1 and 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, verse 2, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say. Now, who's talking? Does anybody know who's talking? The Lord's talking. He said that this people are saying. Does the Lord hear what we say? He said, I've been hearing something. I'm hearing my people say that the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Are they saying we're not going to do it? No. What are they saying? Not now. It's not time now to build the Lord's house. The Lord's house, His temple, had been destroyed, had been torn down, and it needed everything. They needed stone. They needed carpentry work. They needed everything. And they said, it's not time to do it. Verse 3, then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet and said, verse 4, is it time for you, O you, to dwell in your sealed houses and this house lie waste? They're saying it's not time to build the Lord's house. He said, is it time for you to fix your house up? It's not time for my house, but it's time for your house. Verse 5, now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Keep reading. You have sown much, and what? Bring in little. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. You get paid, and you go, where did that money go? Man, that money just went so fast. I mean, I just got paid, and it's Monday afternoon, and I'm out, and I don't get paid again for 2 weeks or till the end of the month, or, and I have sown and sown and sown, and I'm just getting a little bit here and there. Is this the Bible? Should we believe the Bible?
Yes.
Verse 7, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. We should not just go through life banging our head against the wall, doing the same thing and getting the same results. If things are not going the way we know the Lord wants them to go for us, we need to consider our ways. What are we doing? What have we been doing? There needs to be a change. Verse 8, he said, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. What house is he talking about? He's talking about his house. Build my house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Keep going. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, says the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is waste, and you run every man to his own house. Verse 10, therefore the heaven over you is what? Stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. No rain, no fruit. No rain, no produce. Can you see this? And why is this going on? Not that people didn't love the Lord. Not that they don't have great aspirations of doing great things for Him one day, sometime, maybe soon. But right now we got school, and we got tuition, and we got insurance payments, and we got this, and we got to fix the transmission, and taxes, and as soon as we get caught up, we're going to do this, we're going to do, no, you're not. Because you're violating the first law of prosperity. And that is to put Him first,
right.
Not you.
Right.
Now, you know how I know this so well? Because Phyllis and I missed it in this area. Even after we answered the call to be in the ministry, and even after I'd gone to Bible school, and even after we were in the ministry for, four or five years. We were broke. I believed in prosperity. I believed in sowing and reaping. I believed much as I knew. But man, we're tight. And then got behind. And when you were barely making it to start with, and then you get behind. And you got to maintain and try to catch up, and you were barely maintaining. When you're just half a nostril above water, it don't take much to drown. And we went through this for years. And finally, one day I came in after work, and nobody was at the house but me yet, and I fell across the bed and cried. I wept. I said, Lord, this is not right. I mean, we didn't have enough money for gas to go to a meeting we wanted to go to. And we wanted so badly to sow into some kingdom things that were going on. And we couldn't pay our bills. And we're behind on our bills. We're behind on our house payment. We're behind on our taxes. We're behind on this, behind on that. Preacher. Preaching prosperity. I said, Lord, this is not right. This is not right. I know this is not your fault. But I know enough about your word to know this is not your will that we should be living like this. I don't believe we have to live like this. Have mercy on me. Help me. What I don't see, show me. Whoever you can connect me with or bring the word into my life or the anointing, I'm asking for your help. And I was as sincere as I knew how to be, and I cried before Him and prayed. And the Bible said, if you seek for Him with all your heart, you'll find Him. And I want you to know He was faithful. He heard that prayer. And I didn't see all the answers that day or by the end of the week, but looking back now, something changed. And it seemed like for the next 5 years, the Lord was talking to me every day about this subject, showing me things and teaching me and helping me. And I don't claim to have even remotely half arrived, but we're in a lot better shape now than we were then. Thank you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me life.